Good morning, Rabbi Say. I'd like to take the opportunity to learn, talk a bit about the parasha of Truma. And particularly, like we said, about the Mishkan, what we can learn from the Mishkan. And first, I've got to put across a bit of perspective, why we should be thinking we can learn particular messages for ourselves from the Mishkan. The Mishkan is something Klal Yisrael had. We had to then replace it with something more permanent, the Beis HaMikdash itself. We know it's a wonderful opportunity, but what does that mean? What do we ourselves to learn from it? So I'd like to start off with a very interesting ha'ora I saw from the Pachad Yitzchak. So we know that on Shabbos there are lamed tes melachos. We also know the Gemara tells us how do we decide which actions are called to consider the melacha. We learn it out from Binyan HaMishkan. So it's strange, because Shabbos, the Issa Malach on Shabbos is quite clearly, Ki Voi Shabbos Mikol Malach, Deshe Boro Lekim La'asais. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kavyochel rested. We don't know what that means exactly, but Kodesh Baruch Hu gets held back from Briyas Ha'olam. And in order to relive that, as Ramban says, Shabbos is living Emunah, we want to live that Emunah, Briyas Ha'olam, we say, right, just as Kodesh Baruch Hu rested from Briyas Ha'olam, so we're also going to rest. So the Pachad Yitzchak is surely the more logical thing to be, let's try and define, try and find a human parallel to the actions of Briyas Ha'olam, and that should be the source of our Issa Malacha. What's it going to do with Binyan HaMishkan? So, to understand his answer, we really have to look at a Medrash. Medrash back in Parshas Bereishis. It's in that the Psukim of Vayichul, a very familiar Psukim, we conclude. It's in Perek Beis in Bereishis. We're in Perek Beis in Bereishis. Vayvorech Elokim is here Mashiv HaKadosh Yisroel, Ki Voi Shavas Mikol Melachto, Asher Boro Elokim La'asois. So the Medrash already points out, this phrase, Asher Boro Elokim La'asois, grammatically is strange. Boro Elokim La'asois. Boro Elokim is Lashon Ova, the part of Kodesh Baruch Hu created, La'asois, to do in the future. Surely it should be Boro Elokim Va'asa. So the Medrash quite clearly, the Apostle is telling us, the Briyas Ha'olam is not yet complete. Kodesh Baruch Hu has created, but there's still something la'asos. How do you complete the world? Says the Medrash, and the Medrash here, Medrash later on as well, the Medrash in Melachim, and Yalkut in Melachim. You complete the world with Binyan HaMishkan, and ultimately with Binyan Beis HaMikdash. What's that got to do with completing the world? So the Pachad Yitzchak, the Ebeshah created the world to be a place for our Avodah. Yeah, why Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, that's beyond us, we don't know that. But once Kodesh Baruch Hu did create the world, we know what does he want from us, to live in the world, recognize its beauty, the neflois and chesed of the Eibishter, and recognize the challenges and opportunities to perfect ourselves, come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a place of Avodah. So the world and its whole being is a place for Avodah. As humans with our limitations, sometimes not easy to contemplate, to grasp such something so vast and enormous, and focus on that being our Avodah. So the Eibishter, Barav Chasdei, told us, you know what? I'll show you a place, I'll build for you a place, which is much more specific, much more focused, and there you can really concentrate on your Avodah in a focused way, and from there understand that's really our Tachlis of the whole Bria. That place is the Mishkan Beis HaMikdash. And there was Chazal telling us, Borokim La'as, because Borokim created the world, as a place of Avodah. It's not yet perfect, not yet completed, until we have the ultimate place where we as Klal Yisrael, simple human beings, have the ability to focus and concentrate on our Avodah, and from there understand that really the whole beauty of the world, the whole enormity of the world, is also a place of Avodah. That's the idea of this Matana of a Mishkan. It explains, the Medrash tells us that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us various Matanas, four Matanas. One of them non-conditional, three conditional. The non-conditional is Torah. Torah is given without any strings attached. Another three matanas Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us, that was Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash, and Malchus. All of those conditional, and the same condition for all of them. If we excel in Shemiras HaTorah, then we can keep Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash, and Malchus. If we don't excel through them in Shemiras HaTorah, we're going to lose them. I once heard from Ramot Chamila Zechonu Livracha, well, what's the Pshatan's condition? What's he going to do? He said, because these matanas are not stum, pleasant things and wonderful opportunities. They're all there to enhance our Avodas Hashem. If we have a Beis HaMikdash, that helps us in our Avodas Hashem, so Eibishter, fine. You have it. I want you to have it. You're making use of it. Keep it. Likewise, Malchus, having the Malchus, having Eretz Yisrael, all there to enhance our Avodas Hashem. If we're taking opportunity, taking the advantage, then Eibush is fine, I want you to have it. If we don't excel in our avodas Hashem through these three matzons, Eibush says, what's the point? It's not just an empty building, it's a place for avodah. If you're not using it properly, you don't really have it anyway, so I'll take it away. So we see the Mokam HaMikdosh is a place for avodah. So says the Pachad Yitzchok, then it's poshut. Shabbos, you're right, Shabbos, the Issur Malacha on Shabbos is to commemorate the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, on Shabbos I'm not doing any work. But that work that Kaviyokal Abraham was doing was to create a Mokum of Avodah. Where do we in our human terms have perhaps an easier understanding, clearer understanding, this place is created for our Avodah? That's the Mishkan. So by desisting, by defining Malacha with Malachas HaMishkan, we understand Mishkan is a place for Avodah. We're not going to build and create the place of Avodah on Shabbos because the Kodesh Baruch Hu kept away from creating and building a place, the big place of Avodah, the world, on Shabbos. Right, but that gives us a focused understanding how we have to approach learning about the Mishkan. Apart from being a beautiful place in its own rights, apart from being a place for Avodah, for Tefillah, it's really meant to represent, in the way the Kadmonim put it, it's a microcosm of the world. It's built in such a way as to hint to us a perfect world, a world perfect for Avodah, and Kadmonim go further than that. It also represents a person. So it's a perfect Eved Hashem in a perfect world of Avodah. So if we look carefully at details of the Mishkan, have a bit of inspiration and guidance, what does it mean, a perfect world and perfect Avodah? So I'd like to bring out a few points which come out very clearly from looking at the Mishkan. First of all, the Mishkan is made from Atzi, from the Kroshim. Yeah, the Kroshim are made from Atzi Shittim. The Kroshim themselves, actually, Malbim points out, the Kroshim represent a person as well. How is that? If you count the Kroshim all the way down to the northern side or the southern side, we've got 20 Kroshim as the main part of the wall. On the right of the front, on the eastern side, there's a Keresh there to support the Parochus. In the far corner, the western corner, there's a Keresh, which is really the corner, the beginning of the western side. So you've got 20 Kroshim in the middle, plus the two on either side, 22 Kroshim. Now those 22 Kroshim are divided into two groups. You have the Berichim, there are five Berichim. Yeah? Two different Berichim which go on the top third, two separate Berichim to brace the bottom third, and then the Briach HaTichon goes right the way through. So it says the 22 Kroshim really divide into two halves, which are connected. I've got two packages of 11, because each one has their set of Briachim, and then I've got the Briach HaTichon through which connects the two sets of 11. It says we have 11 ribs. Our ribs are connected with the Shedra by the backbone. So the Kroshim really represent our skeleton, the very basis of the person's format. The ribs, two sets of ribs, connected the back with the shedra. The western side, it's called Yarkasei HaMishkan, is the Yerochim, is the legs. You've got the eight Kroshim there. There are four main bones in the leg, so that represents two legs. Then he says a beautiful idea. He says that turns out, in other words, the Mishkan really is like two people facing each other. You've got the one on this side, and one on that side, facing each other. Says, because that's the tzura of Klal Yisrael. How do we Klal Yisrael work? We cannot achieve everything by ourselves. There has to be some kind of partnership working together. And it comes in many different ways. Ish for Isha, a man and a lady build a house together. We've got Yisrocha and Zvulun, the Lomde Torah, the Machzike Torah. We've got Klal Yisrael and Koyanim. We want to bring Korbanos, we need the Koyanim to bring Korbanos. So the whole tzura, the whole makeup of Klal Yisrael and our Avodah is very much depends on effective partnership. And that's really represented in the Mishkan, the Kroshim of the Mishkan. There's another point, very interesting Medrash discussed by the same Mishmuel. Medrash says there are 10 different types of sea of arozim, I'll say arozim, 10 different species, amongst which the Shittim we only find in the Mishkan. And Shittim, he says, Shittim is the hardest of all of them. They have different levels of quality of the wood. Shittim is the hardest of all of them. So the same Mishmuel actually find Atzi Shittim quite regularly. It wasn't just something that was brought into existence for the Mishkan. We don't find it any other time. We find them quite easily. So what does the Medrash mean to say Atzi Shittim is only there for the Mishkan? So the same Mishmuel suggests it's carrying on the same theme. We're talking about a Mishnah representing a person. The ideal person is Avodas Hashem. So Avodas Hashem, we need to have many, many qualities to succeed. One of them is the sense of being hard, the gevura. It doesn't mean hard in a nasty way, but gevura, determined, focused, single-minded. So to succeed in Avodah, we can't be wishy-washy. We've got to know where we want to get to. We've got to be determined, inspired, set our goals, and then be very clear to try and achieve those goals. That requires a lot of strength and gevura. Gevura says gevura is very important. But, he says, what's the Medrash telling us? Atzei Shittim is exclusively for the Mishkan. It means that middle of gevura, we're very careful to try and develop the middle of gevura. Some of us naturally are more determined and strong-minded than others. Ashrei Chelkem, and those who aren't, we have to try and develop that middle. We've got to be very careful to know when and how to apply it. It belongs in the Mishkan. Now, Avodas Hashem, the Beis HaMedrash, the Beis HaKnesses, when we're trying to bring out and to put into action our goals, our determine our she'ifas, then it needs single-minded devotion, single-minded gevura. There's another element in the Mishkan, building the Mishkan. We've got the Briach HaTichon. It's a very famous Medrash that discusses the Briach HaTichon. Was it just one on each side, the middle Briach, which actually went in between, in the inside, the holes drilled through each of the kroshim? There's one Briach, one bolt that went all the way through the whole wall. Was it just one wall, the northern side, and the southern side, and the western side are three separate Briachim? One opinion in the Medrash is one Briach went all the way through, from the northeastern side, right way through to the southeastern side. How on earth do you manage that? It's got to turn around two 90-degree angles. The answer is because the Briach, miraculous Briach Neis, was flexible. And the Targum Yonason brings down from the Medrash this Briach HaTichon, when it was out of the Mishkan, very stiff rod. Put it in the Mishkan, was able to twist around. So the same Mishmuel, that something else is vital in our Avodas Hashem. In a way, it holds together the whole Mishkan. The Briach HaTichon, particularly you understand, the Briach HaTichon was one Briach, went all the way around, all three sides of the Mishkan. That holds together the Mishkan. That has to be flexible. Targum Yonason also brings, where did Briach HaTichon come from? So it came from the Eshel of Avraham Avinu. The Eshel of Avraham Avinu was really the paragon of his chesed, that characterized his chesed. We have to have the Midah of Chesed. Midah of Chesed means sometimes I've got to be flexible. I can move, I can change, I can be accommodating. That's represented by the Briach HaTichon, it's so flexible it can move around two 90-degree corners. So I have to have that balance, said the Shemesh Mishmuel. That's what we're learning from the very Tzurah of the Mishkan. Representing the person, the perfect Eved Hashem, have to have embrace those two almost contradictory sides of personality. The determined Gevura, because if I want to achieve my goals, I've got to be very focused, very single-minded. On the other hand, I'm dealing with people. It's Benodim L'Chaveira. If Benodim L'Chaveira, I'm determined, single-minded, I've got to have it my way, it's disastrous. That's not what the Eved wants from us. Eved wants from us to be able to be flexible. So when I need to have the Gevura, I've got to be able to draw upon the Gevura. When I'm dealing with people, I need to have the sensitivity, the caring, the flexibility, the ability to understand someone else's point of view, work with them. That requires the flexibility of the Briach HaTichon, which really holds the whole thing together. So just the building of the walls of the Mishkan already tells us so much about what it means to be an Eved Hashem. Moving on, another way in which the Mishkan represents the world is covered over with Urias. It says, Ravena Bechaya, just like the Dovid HaMelech says in Tehillim, in Kuf Dalet, Noite Shomayim Kayuria. Because Rocha Kavyocha spread the Shomayim over the world like a curtain. That's a remnant of the Urias of the Mishkan. They're called Urias. And that's why the Svarna says, that's why you have the lower Uriah was decorated, was embroidered, not embroidered, was woven with the Surah of Kruvim. That's Kruvim, representing Kruvim of Malachi Maila. So it was like the sky. But there were four layers. The first one fitted exactly precisely to cover over the Mishkan. The next one was a bit longer. And we're told that the edge of it, because it was longer, a bit longer than the length of the Mishkan, so it was draped over the front. Part of it was draped over at the front. And Rashi tells us a beautiful idea. Let's find the Rashi. Rashi tells us, well, the Pasuk says, V'serach ha'odev ba'yariyah, in Perchavoch Pasuk Yud-Dalet. What's this idea of being flowing over the front of the Mishkan? So Rashi says, Oh, thank you. Exactly. Yeah. Rashi says, find the Rashi. Yeah, she says, "Ki ishu tznua, ki kala tznua, who has a veil over her face." Rashi's telling us then, the pasuk is telling us straight away another very important facet of avodas Hashem. Sometimes bit sneers, edelkeit. Sneers is always about protecting what's inside. I once had a beautiful mashal. Someone to explain to young people the middle of sneers. So what did you do? Brought in a Sefer Torah, all these children Sefer Torah, and without a mantle, just brought the Sefer Torah, said to them, "Does that look right? What's wrong with it?" And also straight away, "Hasn't got a cover? Put the cover on. What's the difference?" She said, "You're giving it cover, due respect." So sneers is all about understanding, inside we've got something of tremendous value. It doesn't need to be thrown out and shown in the public. It's protected. The more precious something is, the more we protect it. So it's again part of our Avodah Hashem to realize that the beauty of our Avodah, our essence, is what's inside. What's inside needs to be protected. Let's keep it inside. That's the middle of sneer. So the very Tzura of the Mishkan already tells us what's the perfect Avodah Hashem. You've got to have this balance between determined focus and achieving our goals. At the same time, the ability to almost contradictorily be able to be gentle, caring, understanding, soft, flexible with other people. And that every time we try to achieve something, keep it quiet, it should be a bit sneers. That's the true value of our Avodas Hashem. There's another point about the Mishkan, a very interesting idea from the Das Akenim. Right at the beginning of the parasha, we're told the list of the Mdovas to bring for the Mishkan. It says Zob, Chesed, Mechoshes. And the list really is all the material, raw materials needed to build the Mishkan, the big Dikuhuna. In the middle, the pasuk adds 2 points: Shemen la moir, besom shemen la mishkan v'lektoris hasamim. You need to have oil for the menorah. You need to have all the spices to make the ketores. So the Das Kenim, why does that belong on the list? Understand, we need wood and zor. These are all the building materials. Shemen la moir and ketores, that's when I have a mishkan ready made. So I'm going to have a menorah. Going to have a mizbech haketores. I need to have the resources. I need to have the oil. I need to have the ketores. But why is this in the list? I mean, if we're talking about the list of everything I need in the avodah, so tell them about all the animals and the wine, why dafka these two? It says that that's kind of a beautiful idea. It says, Moshe l'moar dava daima. You're building a palace for the king. So of course, the palace of the king is the common. Everything is worked out beautifully and luxuriously, well appointed. And we're ready for the Chanukah Sabayis. And people walk in, hang on a second, it's pitch black in here, can't see anything. So in order to bring out the kovod, the honor, the glory of the place, needs to be bright. Yeah? Beautiful, bright Beis HaMedrash. When it's bright, then I can see what it really is. So it says, the Shemen Lamo'er, that's not just something you do in the Beis HaMikdash. That's part of the actual Tzuras Habayis. You can't have a Beis HaMikdash that's dark. You need to have the light, just like a king's house needs to be light. Likewise, you walk in, if the air is a bit stale, a bit bland, there's also something lacking in the covered of the bias. The ketores, the pleasant smell, adds a lot to the actual bias itself. Says the Das Kain, it's not just a matter of these are need of the avoda. It's part of building the bias. What does that mean in practical terms? So of course we know the light, in the Beis HaMikdash, as the Chazal say, the chila ayruhu tzorech, which Rochel needs light. It's not the light he needs. He needs us to understand that true light, the true clarity, the true beauty of our lives comes from the Mokam HaMikdash. And their mitzvah Torah Oyer, the clarity, the understanding, the direction, that comes from the Beis HaMikdash. Exactly. In the Beis HaMikdash, exactly as you say, in the Beis HaMikdash Alein, the windows were built in a different way. Rather than being narrow on the inside with the opening, like in medieval castles, trying to have it narrow on the outside for protection, and it gets wider inside to spread the light. Beis HaMikdash is the other way around. Narrow inside and wider outside. So it's exactly the same thing. To show that the light, we don't need to bring light in. Okay, light comes from the Beis HaMikdash. But that's part of the Binyan HaBayis, for us to understand, this is the Mekor of light. Likewise the Ketores. What's the Ketores? Ketores has a beautiful smell. It's made from many different spices. And the beauty of it is, that take many different ideas, many different koiches, different things, which each in itself is nice, perhaps, we wouldn't understand how what one's going to do with the other. Mix them together with such skill becomes a harmonious whole. It's also part of our avodah. We have many, many different koiches, many different facets of our personality, many different ways of rising to our challenges, responding to our issues. We're going to be able to bring that all together to a harmonious whole, all dedicated to our avodah Hashem, and that's part of our metzias, what we have to be. So the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, depicts for us the perfect person, the ideal person, be able to harness all the different koiches, what I have and what I need to develop and focus upon, and that becomes together when I have the partnership. Yishv Isha, Yisach HaZvulun, Klal Yisrael and Kayanim, that becomes the beauty of Klal Yisrael. But then we talk about the Mishkan inside the Mishkan. Inside the Mishkan, says the Malbim, that talks about not just me as a person, but the koiches I have. Each of the kelim is there for a certain part of that avodah. So we'll see how the time goes, which kelim we can talk about. Let's talk about the Oren. Of course, the Oren is the central feature of the Mishkan. The Oren is the place for the Torah. So the Oren has a very interesting construction. It's made from three different boxes: the outer one of gold, inner one of gold, and the middle was made out of Atzei Shittim. And Rashi explains how, looking at the Oren, you could not see any Atzei Shittim at all. It was covered over from outside to inside, even on the rim at the top was covered over as well. And Rashi also says each of these golden boxes was not just a flimsy bit of gold leaf, which needs the support of Atzei Shittim. Each one was thick enough to be self-supporting. The question becomes, okay, I've got a gold box, self-supporting gold box. I can't see the Atzei Shittim anywhere, so what's the point of it? All I can see is the gold. The gold did not need the Atzei Shittim to support it, so what's the meaning of the Atzei Shittim? Says the Go'aria, a beautiful idea, says the Go'aria, because Torah is Eitz Chaim. Gold has always been a doimen, something inanimate, has no life to it at all. We cannot possibly have a keli to contain Torah which has no chiyus in it. It's got to be something which is alive, a living being. Take Atzei Shittim, which was, okay, it's dead now, but it was alive, it's tzimeach, something that grows and develops, becomes bigger. That is something suitable to contain Kedushas HaTorah. So as you go, are you okay, you're going to ask me, fine, I understand that very well, so let's make the Oren out of Atzei Shittim. Why the gold? So the point is, the oimik of Torah, the depth of the chiyus that lies in Torah, is actually something beyond human comprehension. We can grasp with it, we can connect to it, but the real truth, the real depth of the chiyus of Torah, that's beyond human comprehension. So what can we as humans have in our connection to Torah? Cover that Torah. That's represented by the gold. So the gold has to be self-supporting. All you see is the gold. We've got to know inside is that Atzei Shittim. That brings us to another question. Because a very famous chazal says that Kol Tamad Chacham Shein Teichi Kibaroi is not good. You've got to have the inside like the outside, just like the Oren. Just like the Oren is inside, is outside, the same. So Tamad Chacham is going to be through and through MS, Torah. Otherwise, it's not good enough. A very famous question to ask, okay, but the Oren actually wasn't through and through gold, because it had Atzei Shittim in the middle. So where do Chazal see about Teichi Kibaroi? So once had a beautiful idea. The Oren is Teichi Kibaroi. It means outside is covered our Torah, inside is covered our Torah. It means a person, an Emes Talmud Chacham, lives his life developing covered our Torah, appreciating, trying to project covered our Torah. But we're telling him, you've got to know you're a living being. Living beings are not perfect. And you've got to understand that as a living being, you may slip up, you may make a mistake. That's all part of your Kovat HaTorah, to understand the whole totality. What is my being? A person who strives for Kovat HaTorah, strives to express Kovat HaTorah, to live Kovat HaTorah, but at the same time, the embers of understanding who I am. I'm a human being, and I can slip up. But I have to make sure that that does not in any way detract from the Kovat HaTorah in myself and the way I express it. So yeah, there's Atzei Shittim in the middle. But Teichi Kibaroi Kol Kulo Eimei Kovod, with an understanding what that obligates me to be. To recognize my human frailties, my human weaknesses, recognize them, admit to them, and try and work and overcome them so that I can maintain a life of Kovod HaTorah. For just a minute or two to think about the Shulchan. But the Shulchan has another limud. The Shulchan has on it a Zer Zahov. And Rashi identifies the Zer Zov, that represents the Keser Malchus. The Shulchan was made like this. Shulchan had a base, legs, then it had a flat surface on which was present, which was resting the whole the apparatus to support the lechem upon him. So I want to share with you some ideas from the Kiyoko. The flat surface measured 2 amas by 1 ama. But the height, the legs, had a height of 1.5 amas. So the Kiyoko, the Shulchan, really represents the Avodah which brings the Shefa of Panosa. Yeah, Al-Tzlach and Panosa, the Gashmias, that's brought from the Avodah of the Shulchan. So the Shulchan perfectly represents our attitude, our approach to that. So again, is the Shulchan talking about our attitudes inside? The Mishkan itself shows us our approach, our personality that we need to develop, our approach to Avodah Hashem. Shulchan is much more specific. How do we relate to the idea of our Panosa, our resources? The first thing is the surface on which we lay out what we have, our belongings. There's 2 amas by 1 ama. Complete measurements. We've got to understand, to develop the mindset, whatever I have, that's complete. It's not as if I'm not missing anything, I'm not short of anything. And yeah, maybe someone else has got more or less, but I've got my package. I've got to be fully grateful to the Eibishter. This is what I have. I'm not looking for more, not expecting more. I have the clarity of my emunah, my betochen tells me, this is what I'm meant to have. But the height is 1.5 amas. 1.5 is incomplete, is broken. So I've also got to understand, however much I have, never let it make me haughty. Never feel I'm a top, I'm big, I've done it, I've achieved, I'm above other people. The attitude I have, the height, there's always a broken height. Not because I'm a broken person, Chas v'Shalom, but because I treat it with anava, with humility. I have a matanah from Eibishter, it doesn't make me a better person, a different person. In approaching other people, I retain my humility. Then there's another point, the Zezahov. So I've got the table, serves the table. The Posit tells us there's a misgeres. Asu misgeres the Shulchan. I have to make a border for the Shulchan. Discussion in the Gemara where that border was. But let's take one opinion. That border was like a rim around the surface of the table. Now Rashi says you have sometimes have a tray or a table, you want to make sure nothing slips. So if you put a slight rim around the table, the Zezahov goes on top of the rim. Says the Kliokazai. If the table represents my possessions, my belongings, so I have Baruch Hashem plenty. The question is, what am I going to do with it? Sometimes we know our possessions, whether it's our food, our attitude about our food, gets the better of us. We get overindulgent, overexcited, whether it's come to some moment, have all the luxuries, or the way we eat. Sometimes you get a bit beyond, a bit over the top. When we know that, if we're honest with ourselves, sometimes it's our excitement, our tivus for the gashmius, that takes control. The idea of the miskeres, the rim around the table, represents I'm in control. Yeah? I have Baruch Hashem what I need. It's never going to become the focus of my life. It's Baruch Hashem Matanos and Eibishter is what I need to have. And that's carefully controlled with the rim all the way around. When I have the rim around, when my possessions are under my control, then I deserve the Zeh Zohar. Then I have a Kesem Malchus. Because Malchus is not about being the big king with a fancy crown on his head. Malchus really is in myself. Malchus, just like a king, we expect a king to control, to direct, to guide, to be the ultimate example. When I can do that for myself, I can control and direct and guide my possessions and my life, then I have the true sense of Malchus. That's the Kesem Malchus. So the time is up. In turn, we should be zeichet to learn through the parasha, be inspired and directed by the Mishkan, the Kelim, and with that, the Mitzvah Hashem become better, Ivde Hashem, mizeichet to the binyan of the ultimate binyan habayis, the ultimate simcha, we can be fully Ivde Hashem, the binyan of Mashiach Shiova ben Meira. Sorry?
I've not been going in the last few weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, Tzniya Koch.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good.
You should enjoy the synthesis. Oh, did a beautiful job, you see.
Yeah, oh, I remember his name as well. Yeah,
yeah. Fluent as well. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
well,
you. Good.
So, nothing.
Month of Josh.
Rock. Rock.